Let's protect the anonymity.
Just an alcoholic. Get a little nervous centered up here. That was pretty funny. Let's kick it off right. My sobriety date is May 10th of 2010. I'm up here to share my experience, strength, and hope with you. Good friend of mine reached out and wanted me to come out here and share with you guys my story. When I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't come here on a court slip. I actually walked into Alcoholics Anonymous looking for a detox rehab center. I had, in my last run of heavy drinking in that last year, I had lost 4 to 5 jobs. I was drinking to live and living to drink all in the same time. And that last time I drank, I'll paint you a picture of what it was once like. It was a Friday night. The one thing I'd never done in trying to kick drinking and try to overcome my alcoholism was to get a length of sobriety. I pulled about 4 months of sobriety. And it was a 12-pack of Bud Light and a bottle of Jim Beam sitting on a countertop. Open up that 12-pack, all icy cold, and I took a sip of this beer. It was a Friday night. By the time I came to, it was a Thursday of the next week, and I locked myself in a motel room. I was done. Me and John Barleycorn had our final shootout. I commenced walking to Alcoholics Anonymous after my family had basically turned their backs on me and everybody that I knew. I needed help. I just didn't know how to get it. When I walked into AA, I stuck around probably for about 30 to 45 days. And I knew that if I didn't do something about the situation, that I was going to go out and play the game again. I was going to drink. And I didn't know where it was going to take me this time. My drinking had led me into places like moving from San Diego, which is my native place, back to New York and all the way to Los Angeles and back down to San Diego. I like to telecommute when I was hitting rock bottom. And it's kind of one of these situations where when I got here, I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I didn't know. I had been blessed. There was a man that was placed in my life. He had reached out to me over that first 30 days of being an Alcoholics Anonymous, and I told him he should quit his day job because he should have been an FBI profiler. And he would profile the shit out of me, man. He'd ask me all these questions about what I was thinking, how my drinking was, how my life was, and how things were turning out. And I'd asked him, I said, you know, I got a problem I need to do something about it. I need to walk through this process. We would soon meet for about 30 days. We never even met each other. We would meet outside the doors of a meeting in Lakeside, California. I approached him. I told him my situation. And I said, would you sponsor me? He said, no, I won't sponsor you. He said, but I'll work with you. And I said, okay, whatever. And then his second rebuttal to that was he pointed me over to the liquor store, and the gas station was down the way from this meeting. And he told me, he said, if you want a drink, go drink. And I said, that's crazy. Don't you understand I'm dying, that I don't ever want to drink again? He says, well, the option's there. If you want to drink, go drink. I said, okay. He said, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to grab a big book, grab a notebook and a dictionary, and we're going to walk through this thing page a day, 3 cents at a time. You're going to look up some words you don't know. As long as you stay willing, I'll stay here and I'll walk you through this process. And that's what I set out to do. I just didn't want to go back to drinking again. As I walked through this process, it was a book that was written about my life before I was even born. It blew me away, the magic of what this big book had to offer me in Alcoholics Anonymous. It knew that when I was walking into these meetings, that the people that I saw were people that normally would not mix. I couldn't understand that, but it was already written in a book before I ever got there. I'm going to talk about the description of an alcoholic, the tragic, chaotic stuff that an alcoholic will do compared to most normal folk. And I fit that description to the T. And I felt at home. I felt that not at peace at last, but I felt as though I was on to something. days would go by, and there was always another page, and there was always another day. And all I had to do was I just had to come to and just accept the fact that I didn't want to drink today, and that I just had to stay willing and do the next indicated step. I started to lay hold of a source of power that I never knew existed. When I was a child, there were moments in my life where I had felt the presence of serenity and calm in my life. But since the day I picked up the drink, which was at an early age, I got here at the age of 28 years old, which was, I don't know, I just ran out of alcohol. They tell me I had a 5-gallon jug and I just ran out of booze. I just got here sooner than later. But there's so many things about Alcoholics Anonymous that my words cannot define. No matter what came my way in AA, in this fellowship, and the people that I surround myself with, there was nothing that I couldn't overcome. You know, for me, drinking, the stopping of drinking was the first spiritual awakening of this process. That was the first time. But there were so many more that started to come my way as time went on. And I remember I'd gotten to a point when I walked through this process where it was my turn to turn around and work with another alcoholic. And that was a scary experience. But in A Vision for You, they actually talk about that. Talk about you're going to be scared and jittery and alone, and then you don't know if you can do the same thing. I thought the man who walked me through this process was like, it was God-given, that it was meant to be. I still believe that way. There's no coincidences in my life. That everything that happens in my life unfolds the way exactly it's supposed to. Because I turn my will and my life over to the care of God. Because my life is unmanageable. And I can't do it on my own. You know, I was sitting in that room. And there was a man who was sitting there. And he was jittery and scared and alone. Like the way I felt. Because I was somehow going to have to pass this thing on to the next man. And he started talking about locking himself in motel rooms and drinking and how bad it got. And in that moment, it was as though he was sharing my story, yet we've never met. And I knew that there was this connection, that could I be able to give him exactly what it is that this man gave to me. But I always remembered that it was never the man, it was always the book. You know, the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, is what this whole thing is about. You know, I truly believe that if anybody has the willingness and the honesty to look at themselves and walk through this process, that they will become a changed person and the desire to drink will go away. It'll stop. It's fair weather or foul is what they tell me in this program. And I've been able to walk through both. God, there's so many things you could say. Trying to think here. If you're new, welcome to the newcomers. If you don't ever want to drink again, you don't have to. You don't ever have to drink again. I would say, back in 35, they launched a chip of a book on the worldwide tie to alcoholism. You sit down with another man, pick this book up. And if you have the willingness and desire to change your life, and if you want a better way to live it, then Alcoholics Anonymous has got this. You know? And that's the beauty of this thing. I think in this room, that's the miracle of this thing. Is that as long as we still stay sober and we keep plugging this thing away and we just keep on living good lives, that the age of miracles is still with us. And it'll always be with us. I don't know. I'd like to leave you with some great inspirational words and suggestions, but everything that I am and everything that I became, and man, I could probably write a book about the adventures that I've been on in these last couple years. It is absolutely miraculous. I couldn't, if I had sat down and drafted up what I wanted my life to be like in my wildest dreams in a couple years, I would have sold myself short. Absolutely. Can't believe it. I wake up some morning, I breathe fresh air, and I look at the life and the people that are in it, and it's wonderful. I don't know. What did I say? SoCal Speakers Meeting. Good stuff. I used to come here in my early sobriety. I'm pretty amazed that I'm standing up here right now talking to at the SoCal Speakers Meeting. I used to come here every Saturday. This is kind of one of my deals that I used to come to, and I used to look at the guys that would be standing up there, and I'd go, God, you know, that's some really good sharing. That's some really good stuff. I don't know. I think I'm selling myself short right now. But it's good stuff. I don't know. The magic of Alcoholics Anonymous and what this stuff is, it'll blow you away. Yeah, put your hand out. Ask another man to help you, and you may be able to turn your life around. The one that beyond your wildest dreams.